Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The Alaska Supreme Court heard oral arguments today from all parties involved in the appeal filed by Democrat Catherine Dodge in the disputed House District 1 race in which Republican Bart Lebon was deemed victor by one vote. The case was heard this morning in Anchorage by the five justices. It began with opening arguments from Thomas Amodio, an attorney representing Dodge. Amodio argued his case in support of two ballots that he and Dodge alleged should be counted for her and two that should not have been counted for Lebon. Stacy Stone, an attorney representing Lebon and the Alaska Republican Party, questioned how far the Division of Elections and a court should look to discern whether a vote was valid or not. She asked, quote, "What extent do we go beyond a ballot?" In that particular argument, Stone referred to the two cases of ballots that were or were not counted based on correct and incorrect registration addresses. In both cases, the voters provided signed affidavits confirming their residences either in or outside of District 1. The Fairbanks City Council will discuss a high-profile equal rights ordinance during a trio of hour-long work sessions scheduled for 7 a.m. Tuesday, Thursday, and next Friday. Work sessions are open to the public, but public comment is not accepted without council approval, which is not expected. A diverse group of professionals will be on hand at the work sessions, not to give presentations, but to answer council member questions. That's according to Mike Meeks, chief of staff. Tuesday's work session will comprise three human resource professionals, one from the city, one from the school district, and an independent consultant. Wednesday will include a housing professional as well as a member of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Task Force on Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, and Accessibility. On Thursday, the council will discuss the measure. Ordinance 6093 proposes creating eight sections of Fairbanks General Code that prohibit discrimination against minorities, most notably focusing on sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. It covers areas such as employment and housing. Alaska has started issuing licenses compliant with national proof of identity standards. The Alaska Division of Motor Vehicles has made available across the state licenses that follow guidelines under the federal Real ID law. Residents will need to get a new driver's license by October 2020 in order to use it to enter federal buildings, military bases, or board commercial airliners, according to the DMV and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. A passport or global entry card can still be used instead of a state driver's license. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.